2023 Prophetic School is here. It's a place where you hear God's voice clearly. So, get set for an encounter. Ministry, Pastor Benga Shafe, be blessed as you listen.
So today, I'm going to be sharing on something very profound, and I've titled it, Growing Through the Prophetic Ranks. When a person begins to sense the call of God to ministry, when a person begins to advance in spiritual things, he's growing, he's making a lot of progress. In every industry, there's promotion. In every industry, you are not really expected to stay on the same level. So the grace of God is always available to help us grow through prophetic ranks. Most times when you don't know your ranking in the spirit, you may not know what is doable and what is not doable. Okay, there are certain things that may be presented to you, but somewhere in your spirit, you just know that this is beyond my pay grade. So you have to look for a more senior prophet or somebody who is more matured in the prophetic to help out. Not because many times you can't handle these things yourself, but because the truth of the matter is, some have been in this game a lot more than some of us have been. So some of us are just starting. Personally, I've been in the prophetic for 23 years, you know, and just when I think that I've really mastered something, then I really see something else and I'm like, oh my God, I still have so much to learn. So if you are not simple of heart, if you are not open to learning, there are certain things about the prophetic that you would not be able to flow through. Again, if you are so hooked up on the supernatural aspect of the prophetic and you are not established in the academic and the knowledge base of the prophetic, the chances also are very high that you may fall into a trap, you may fall into error, and you may just find that at the end of the day, you could even self-destruct, God forbid. Let's go straight into the prophetic ranks. Okay, growing through prophetic ranks. The first thing I want to share with us here is that there is nothing created by God to be stagnant. Just as your spirit can grow, just as your faith can grow, please understand that your gift can also grow. Your gift can also grow. So God does not really expect you to be stagnant. God does not expect you to be at the same level. Maybe when you started prophesying way back, you were like, you would just speak in tongues. I remember when I started prophesying, I just did what I saw others did. You know, I would speak in tongues. That's the way I was taught anyway. You know, and, you know, that's where I was taught. I was taught to, first of all, you know, speak in tongues, and then you speak in tongues, try to make sure it sounds in a very different way. All right. So that's where I was taught. All right. They were not asking me to be spooky or fake, but that's just what we knew. So I would speak in tongues for a while and raise your voice, and then you now say, "Thus saith the Lord," or "I, the Lord, am in your midst." You know, when you say that, then you can go ahead and deliver the message. Okay, but over the years, as I became more mature in the prophetic, I didn't have to do that all the time. In fact, I really don't do so much of that. I don't shake. I don't rotate. I don't do any of those stuff. Okay, but it does not mean that those who do it are wrong. I'm just saying that over time, knowledge has increased. So the bottom line is that there's nothing about your grace or the gift of God given to you that is meant to be stagnant. Whatever you are experiencing now, maybe you are 25, 26, and you have been experiencing some very powerful dimensions in the prophetic. Imagine what would happen to you by the time you are 40 and you consistently, you know, you are growing and you are advancing. Imagine that you continue to pray and you are fasting and waiting upon the Lord in a very systematic and powerful way. Just imagine what you could be like, you know, in the next maybe 15, 20 years. Permit me to refer to a particular servant of God, Apostle Arume Osai. You know, I knew him I knew him, you know, when he was not popular, you know, somewhere in the north, we used to meet. I knew him when he was not popular. And looking at where he is now, you would know that this man has put in a lot of work. Anything he's telling you, please just appreciate the fact that he has done his homework. All right. So I'm using him as an encouragement to those of us who are listening now. You can go, you can grow, you can grow. Your anointing is not meant to be stagnant. There is always the next level for that anointing. There is always something that God wants to bring you. Some of you are having dreams, you're having visions, and you are seeing things that you don't understand. Just keep growing, keep growing. Very soon, you are going to advance so much, and you would now begin to laugh at yourself because you only worried for nothing. So, what does it mean to grow through prophetic ranks? I describe this process as how a believer may develop in the prophetic, starting from the believer's level to the gift stage, to the prophetic stage, and then to the ministry stage, and finally to the office state. Let me read that again. What we are saying here is that when a person starts in the prophetic, the chances are that he's going to start as a believer. He prophesies once in a while, or he starts having visions, he's confused about it. And over time, through knowledge and through guidance, he begins to grow. As he begins to grow, that gift, you know, operating once in a while, begins to, it begins to operate in the gift a little more. And please permit me, I think I must have said this, but in case I did, let me say that what the difference between each level is frequency. When a person operates the gift of prophecy as a believer, he might prophesy once in a while. But the moment he, you know, receives that ability as a gift, the chances are very high that he's going to prophesy more often than the guy who just has the gift and prophesies once in a while. So you must, if you are at the believer stage of your anointing, I want you to begin to trust the Lord to move into the phase of the gifting, where the prophecy is now a gift that the Holy Spirit has given to you in trust and to be used for His glory. Again, when you move from the gift of prophecy to the prophetic, you are able to operate with one revelation gift, or maybe if you are lucky, two. It could be word of knowledge, it could be word of wisdom, sometimes it could be prophecy, tongues, and interpretation. So when you find yourself at this stage, okay, you notice that there seems to be a higher frequency. You always know things by the word of knowledge. Your Lord is always laying things upon your heart. You are always growing. You are always hearing things. You are always knowing things. In fact, sometimes your friends might become very uncomfortable with you because of the rate at which you get to know things. By the time you graduate into the prophetic ministry, you begin to operate at a completely new level. But within the prophetic ministry, there is a higher level, and it's called the office of the prophet. Within this level, that is the office of Christ Himself. You know, within this level, the goal is not necessarily to prophesy, but wisdom. The goal in the office is not necessarily to prophesy, but wisdom. So you could find a prophet who could be in a meeting and is not prophesying like every other person, but he could come into the meeting, pick up the microphone, and release the atmosphere of the heavenlies over everyone there. And instantly, you will feel the impact. You will go back, and you will know that the heavens have opened. Those who operate in this ministry many times have the ability to change times and seasons. They are able to speak with such authority and power. When the prophet Daniel tells you that you will no more be king, even if you are the king of Babylon, if he tells you that you will no more be king, just take it that you have automatically become an animal. So there is a level of trust when you have been faithful in some of these levels that the Lord begins to upgrade you and begins to promote you. Okay, so what that means is that your gift can grow and that it is like a process. It's like a promotion system. Okay, every child of God has the prophetic gene. And I want you to please know this. Whether you gave your life to Christ yesterday or you gave your life to Christ 5 years ago, every child of God has the prophetic gene. What that means is that You are able to learn the prophetic. You are able to discern spiritual things. In essence, you are prophetic. Now, whether you know it or not is irrelevant, but you are prophetic. And I noticed in my own experience, I noticed that every time I focus my mind on the prophetic, then I start knowing things. I just start hearing God. You know, the moment I'm like, I would like to know God, I would like to hear God. You know, I have a strong desire, I just want to hear God. All of a sudden, my understanding is opening. I'm not necessarily hearing voices, but I'm receiving understanding. All right. And I know that this understanding is not coming from me. My heart just become open and information is flowing. All right. So basically there's room for growth, and the prophetic anointing is also in layers. And each layer provides greater access to power and influence in the spirit. Okay. For instance, Elisha was first a servant of Elijah. Before he became a son of the prophet and later became the head of the prophet. So what that tells you is that even among a company of prophets, there could be somebody amongst them that seems to have oversight in terms of the grace of God, in terms of that which is given, is able to operate, is recognized and is able to operate with greater unction and is recognized as the head of the prophets, or maybe like the senior prophet or something. Okay, now please don't confuse this with all these guys you find online that are calling themselves CR1, CR2, CR3, major general. I'm not really talking about those people. Okay, some of them need to be crucified to flesh. All right, I'm not talking about them. If you use your understanding of the prophetic from some of these people from South Africa, South Nigeria, Zimbabwe, you know, some of these Southern America, if you use them as the yardstick for defining who a true prophet is, you are going to fall into a very big error. And you need to be very careful here. Okay? Don't get mesmerized by what they are doing. Many of them can't really hold the scripture and teach it. Okay, the first calling of a prophet is to preach and to teach God's word. The first calling, not even to see vision. The first calling of a prophet is to the ministry to teach or preach God's word. That's the first assignment. So don't get caught up in, he says he's a prophet, but he can't see vision. Hey, you got to be careful here. All right. So this, the moment you understand how this thing flows, then you understand that when the Lord Jesus, because the assignment to place people within the fivefold office is in the department of Jesus Christ. Our Lord Jesus has been saddled with that responsibility by the Father to appoint men and women to fivefold offices. That's why, regardless of what anybody will say, oh, women cannot be prophets, women cannot be apostles, Jesus keeps calling them. Because he doesn't take permission from anybody to make a young girl a prophet, or to make a young boy a prophet, or to say you are going to be a prophet from your mother's womb. He doesn't take anybody's permission. The context of who has what gift of the Spirit or that gift is within the department of the Holy Spirit, according to 1 Corinthians 12. So you need to understand this. And when the Lord Jesus appointed apostles, prophets, evangelists, teachers, and pastors, he said for the perfection of the saints. How will the saints be perfected? Ephesians tells us that through the washing of water by the word of God. So the first assignment of a prophet is the teaching and preaching of God's word. Or if you better want to put it, say the inspired teaching and preaching of God's word. So please, you got to get it right. Most of the true prophets, they are not loud. They are not wearing Gucci up and down. Please, you got to get this right. Because the truth of the matter is that when you look at the disciplines and the consecrations that God really gives to you, when you get to that place where you even have the money, you really may not be so inclined towards looking like a superstar or dressing like a rock star or dressing like, it's your money, you can do whatever you like. But there seems to be something about when God has dealt with a man and he almost loses touch with reality, you know. So I'm not saying if you have your money, I mean, it's your money. I'm just saying there's that sense in which you will just find that a Pastor Adebo is the way he is. Or Bishop Oyedepo is always wearing white, and he doesn't care if anybody is asking him, why don't you have any other thing to wear? You understand? So everybody's got his own personal style, but you've got to be careful that you are not benchmarking the definition of a particular reality on what some people are doing, because they really don't even get it. All right? They don't get it. Okay? Prophets. So prophets understand their ranks primarily through the access to grace that is given by God. What may take a particular prophet 3 days to resolve may take another 1 minute. And this is really what I'm saying. So I remember that, you know, well, I've seen this a number of times, really. And up to now, I really can't explain how some of these things happen. But yeah, they do happen. Okay? They do happen. I don't know. Maybe it's something that goes with my kind of ministry. But the ability to pray for people who are not in the meetings or in the church, or and I can pray for them, and they may be in another location. They don't even have faith. They don't know what's going on. They just have probably a sibling around, and God still goes to the location where they are and touch them. I've seen that happen over and over again. I've seen people standing for those with leukemia, blood cancer, cancer of the blood, and they got healed. They were not even there to say, Jesus, I believe. So it's some certain, over time, you just notice that a certain grace may operate with you more than with other people. So you may just find that, oh, somebody like Kenneth Hagin was heavily anointed to minister to people with cancer. Okay? Some are heavily anointed to minister to people with other peculiar situations. You know, so, but the bottom line is that you may just notice that somebody appears to be more senior because of the kind of grace that has been given to that person, all right, to that person. And that's why you find that a lot of times, and that this is not a general rule, this is not a general rule, but you will find that a lot of times, and don't take me out of context, I say it's not a general rule, you will find that within the ministry, most of those that operate in the raising of the dead are people given to the apostolic ministry. All right? But that's what I've observed. It's not a general rule, but it's just something I've observed. Okay? So, we are all prophets, but we operate at different levels. King Saul was anointed with the spirit of prophecy, but his journey was cut short. He never became a full-blown prophet. David, on the other hand, rose from being a psalmist. And let me, you know, permit me, for those of you who are here, because David is really on my heart this afternoon. David rose from being a regular guy that loves to just fellowship with God. He grew into a psalmist. A psalmist is a prophetic worshiper, worship leader, or a prophetic minister. It's not somebody just opening a YouTube page and saying, psalmist, Opeyemi, psalmist, psalmist whatever, you know, psalmist David, you know, or psalmist Taiwo. Putting psalmist in front of your name is not going to change God. It's not going to make God call you to be a psalmist. I'm trying to explain to you how David grew from being a regular guy with a guitar that just loved to praise God, and God was walking through that relationship, and he became a psalmist. Then Samuel laid hands on him, and then he was anointed with the prophetic and a kingly anointing. And as he continued in that journey, he came into a priestly function. Now, God's original design for kings is that they are not just kings, but priests. All right? But David had a combination that was very rare. He was king, he was priest, he was prophet. But his channel of operation was through worship. I need you to get what I'm saying. As anointed, and you know, the priest, king, and priest, that is the, if you combine them together, that's the office of Christ. If you want to understand the office of Christ, you have to bring the priestly, the kingly, and the prophet into one person. That's like a model of who Christ is in his fullness. So David was in this, and that's why you find that when he was dying, they referred to him as the man after God's heart. It wasn't because of his holiness, it was because of his office. David was a terrible guy. You understand? But God could not, God just loved him. Okay. So I'm saying that you need to understand here why trying to grow through your prophetic rank, what your primary channel of operation is. Somebody would think that, oh, because David was a king and he was anointed, maybe he would just be like Pastor Gbenga, who always talking, prophesying, you know, and all of that. But David's channel was music. Some people's channel is fine art, creative art. The anointing flows when they take their paint and they begin to draw and they begin to paint something. So you've got to understand that trying to be like me, you may be short-circuiting yourself. You are like, you are a round peg trying to be like a square. You know, it's not going to work. You've got to understand that locked within your system, your spirit, there's a chemistry that God has worked out there. And it may be that anytime you hold your pen, and please, I don't know, I perceive there are one or two people here. People that, and please, if you are there, just type yes. Because what I'm saying now is for you. I want you to believe in your ministry. You'll find that anytime you hold your pen to write, there seems to be an inspiration, and it starts flowing at an incredible speed that you know this is not you. You know this is not you. Please, if you are there, type yes. Type yes. If you are that kind of person, I want you to believe in that authentic anointing. It just because, oh, you've not seen anybody around you that has that kind of thing does not mean it is wrong or that it is not true. Okay? The power God has given to you can be locked, captured in the spirit realm and tied to documents. You can write things down, and those words will carry the same anointing and travel to nations. So don't despise your anointing, and instead of you to be working on your gift and trying to advance in it, you begin to say, oh, maybe I'm not really prophetic. Look at Pastor David. Oh, look at Pastor Taiwo. Oh, look at Pastor Kenny. Oh, look at I don't hear voices. I don't see visions. Hello, your gift works when you hold your pen. You've got to understand your uniqueness. This is the difference between a David and a Saul. Saul had no value for eternal things. Saul had no regard for eternal things. And because of that, he fell. He fell. He fell. Because if you don't understand your calling and understand the way God chooses to flow, maybe it's through writing, maybe it's through music, maybe it's through designs, maybe it's through fine art, maybe it's through dreams, prophetic dreams or visions, or speech communication, or fellowship, then you won't be able to flow. You probably, maybe once in a while, you just find yourself flowing under the influence of the Spirit, but you won't be doing it regularly, because there's a foundational message here. And that message is that the anointing in your life or upon your life will take the shape of your spiritual vessel. And I want you to write this down. The anointing of God upon your life will take the shape of the spiritual vessel, your spiritual person, your being, your body, your living temple. Yeah, it's going to take that shape and it's going to flow. So it's not just the anointing you need to know, you need to also know yourself. All right? A lot of people have been put in a tight spot and corner because the devil didn't deny the gift, but he made them deny themselves. They did, so they couldn't grow. They spent half of their time asking, is this thing real? Is it me? Is it my mind? Could it be the devil? Or 3 years, 5 years, that's the bus stop some people are still hanging in. And God is like, why don't you let me tell you are wrong? Why are you trying to be so sure? You want to work everything out instead of following me by faith. Now, there's one other thing I need to share with you here, is that in order to grow to true prophetic ranks, we must have a strong desire for growth. You see, not just growth, but continuous growth. Continuous growth. You must have a strong desire for continuous growth. You must have that desire. You must have that desire. You see, is the difference between success and failure in ministry? All right? The success is what makes a man think big. Desire. You see God using you all over and all around the nations. Now, in this meeting, we have people from far Europe. We have people from Asia. We have people from Africa, we have people from different states in Nigeria, and they are all here. All right? We have people from at least 15 countries that have registered to be in this meeting, and they are here. Some of you belong to other churches, but you are here. Because when we planned the meeting, we saw in the spirit that people came from different places. All right? So you need a strong desire for growth. If not, you will not be able to make global impact. You must see yourself as that person that there will be president. There will be presidents that will rise in different nations who won't be able to decide what they will do for their citizens until they have taken their phone and they've put a call through to you so that you can direct them in the wisdom of God. And I'm seeing some ladies here and some guys here that the Lord is going to elevate like that. You look like ordinary and casual people, but God will raise you up. There will be you will be prophets to multinationals. You will be multinational companies. You will be prophets to nations, to states, to local government. Many of our towns and cities will become committed to God again because of your ministry. You won't be like, oh, getting there on the pulpit every time and talking, but you have the ears. And one of those prophets you will find in this regard is God's servant, Prophet Ayo JJ. He's graced and so blessed to be in this particular office. So you need a desire to grow. You need a desire to be a very strong one, all right? So sometimes I see the prophetic as information that flows at different levels. So because sometimes people are like, okay, I need to grow. I have a desire. You need to understand how revelation works. Now, in your room where you are, you have DSTV signals. You have analog signals. If you turn on your TV, most likely you are going to get a local channel whose signal is around your area, your state. But you may not be able to get a satellite channel, a DSTV channel, because you don't have the installation for it, but that thing is there. It's the same thing with revelation. Revelation flows at levels, different levels. So if you, I remember, so a few years ago, I was going to install a free-to-air decoder, because it had a lot of Christian channels, and I wanted to install it in my house, so that if my folks were watching the regular satellite channel, I could switch to the other one. And I noticed that the engineer kept struggling to track the signals for this free-to-air. But everywhere he turned, he was seeing the DSTV, signals. And he said to me that, trying to share with me the reality of what I'm sharing with you now, that these signals are everywhere. That if it were to be a DSTV signal we were searching for, bam, we would have it. But even the decoder we purchased could only track. It could not utilize. And that's why I always tell you, if you want to grow in the prophetic, you cannot rule out the place of extensive praying. Whether you have to train your mind to be in the default mode of prayer. Even when you have your friends around you and you are doing stuff, you have to put yourself in a default mode of prayer, of meditation. These things will grow you. The key is to consistently do it. I'm telling you. Sometimes while meditating, you will even have visions about things that are going to happen in the next 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or like somebody is going to call you, and in less than 5 minutes, the person is calling you. Because why? You have primed your spirit to be able to pick high definition signals. High definition signals. Okay? So if you are not getting some kind of revelation, it's because you have not primed your spirit. You've not developed your capacity to be able to track certain things. And that's why we talk about our spiritual disciplines of prayer, fasting, vigils, sitting around the word of God, and so on and so forth. Okay? For instance, let me quickly share with you that Elisha had a servant who was also a prophet, and there was a particular woman who he administered to who lost their child, and they came to the prophet, and the prophet told his servant, go there with my staff and minister to that dead baby, and the baby will come back to life. The guy went there, he obeyed the prophet, but he failed. He failed because your generator is a small one. It can't power. You can't. You don't have the. It's not a 20 kV. You don't have this small generator. It's going just to lighten. Light up the bulbs. Watch TV. But we are talking about high power manifestations, like raising the dead. like raising the dead. The guy's capacity was low. That other prophet, even though he was a prophet, yes, maybe he could heal the sick, heal migraine, but he could not raise the dead because of the capacity. Even the prophet, when he now came there himself, it took him some time, but he got the result. You need to stretch your capacity. Don't see praying 6 days, 6 hours, 7 hours as a problem, as a body. Challenge yourself to get to that place. Put yourself on a prayer program. Oh, by the end of this year, I want to be praying consistently 5 hours, 6 hours. Oh, someone say, oh, I'm always tired. When I go to work, I'm always tired. No. Friday and Saturday, do something. Start from somewhere. Sometimes you get discouraged because of your schedule, then you don't even do anything at all. Friday, come back. When you come back, get some rest. Then you can start praying at night, maybe like 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Pray till 12 or 1. And believe me, you might even just be on Instagram or TikTok. So you might as well just pray. Put your phone aside. Learn how to pray and to grow and develop without too much of external aid. All right? The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Okay? How do you go? I know I mentioned how do you go through this prophetic crown? Number one is through your desire. Number two is through extensive fastings and prayer. I cannot explain this enough. You understand? And I've seen those who refuse to fast. The result is always there. All right? Through the impartation of a senior prophet. And yes, this one is so important. Okay? I thank God for I can't talk about this one and not refer to Pastor Ayo. And the impact he had in my life in this aspect, especially in the prophetic. And he has said to me more than once that the Lord told him that I'm going to carry over a strong and a major aspect of the anointing that the Lord has given to him. And I'm so grateful for that. All right. I'm so grateful for that. You know, sometimes he is also going to say, somebody needs to see me. They can't see Pastor. I say, okay, go see Pastor Gwenga. He can also help you. It's such a privilege. The laying of hands of a prophet, of a senior prophet, can upgrade you. You can begin to walk in higher levels of favor. You can begin to walk in higher levels of the anointing. Don't make your prophet your friend. Don't make your prophet your husband. Don't make your prophet your fiancé or your wife. You must be able to tell the difference when you are talking to your husband and when you are talking to your prophet. These things are very, very... So I don't... Even though my pastor, is very free, likes to hang around and to play, but I try to be very careful around him. Because if you stay too close, you may begin to see his weakness. Do you understand? So the anointing, the impartation, the laying of hands, the laying of hands. For instance, I never allow Pastor Ayo pray for me without me going on my knees. It's not in the Bible that you must go on your knees when your prophet is praying for, but I don't do it. It's just something I've told myself. I receive that word on my knees. So you need the impartation from a senior prophet. Another one, major one, is that you can have an encounter with the Lord Jesus himself. There are people who are struggling to break into new levels in the spirit, and then they had a vision, they had a dream, or the Lord walked into their room like Kenneth Hagin, bam, and they just began to operate at a higher level. That is also one way to just skyrocket through some of the small levels and hit a tornado in the spirit. All right? You can also have an encounter through dreams and through visions. All right? So what happens when you move up the ranks? Number one, you will notice that you begin to flow in a higher anointing easily. What used to like take you, maybe if you needed to just have a sense of being in the spirit and it's like taking forever, it becomes much easier. All right, demons you could not control, you could not cast out, you could not tame. They will begin to fear you. They will begin to back off. All right, the third thing you find is that when you begin to move up ranks, you notice that your tongue becomes super anointed. Some of the things you would see as a joke will happen before your eyes, and you'll be shocked because you didn't even hear God. You just said it, and God honored it. Okay, when a person begins to move up to new ranks in the prophetic, your desire for God will rise to a new level. And finally, God will increase your capacity and your responsibility when you are moving up the prophetic ranks.